upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Hello and welcome to the Undercut Podcast. We are back after nearly 3 months, I think it's been. We've probably even got unreleased episodes that are still waiting for me to be edited. It has been so long. We haven't even done an end of year end season review for F1. I think the time for that has passed, long past. So anyway, welcome to the new season of the Undercut Podcast. We're back ready for Formula 175, the 2025 season of Formula 1. I am Jesse Billington, and as always, I'm joined by my ever-reliable co-host, Ellie Mae Taylor. How are you tonight?
I'm good, thank you. A little tired. Work has been very busy, so that's, I think, taken a lot of my brain capacity. But other than that, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm, again, sort of flat out with work at the moment. Nearly had a horrendous accident with a friend of the podcast, Ian Skelton, in a historic ambulance last week. Seem to be somehow just sort of mismanaging my way through every month that passes, I think is the best way of describing it at the moment. Might be getting a racing license, that's something.
Yeah, I mean, I feel just kind of like floating through life is, yeah. I think where we're all at. I think we've still, like you said, I think we've technically still got podcasts to record, let alone even release.
Oh, but yeah. Like, I don't even know if it's worth us going back and doing a season review of last year, considering that was 3 months ago. I mean, I've got 1,500 words of news still to get through that's happened in the winter break. That's the more pressing stuff.
I don't even remember anything, really, what happened last year. I don't know what happened last week. So,
anyway, we'll do another news episode in a few days' time, but we felt we ought to jump onto the hype train after the F1 live event at the O2, friend of the podcast. Henry Wallace, the Haas chap, was there in his Haas regalia, looking very dapper. And, of course, all the teams used the opportunity to launch this year's liveries, this year's, I say cars, I think a lot of them were just like the basic show car. These wouldn't have had engines, gearbox, or any of the important bits in them. They'd have just been like a polystyrene shape that looks like this year's F1 car and had, in some cases, some pretty colours painted on top of it. And of course, this was all compared by Jack Whitehall. There were some musical interludes. Take That were there. Gordon Ramsay swore a microphone, which was very funny. And Christian Horner got booed. So normal practice. But anyway, we're going to take some time this evening to pick over the liveries and give them some numerical rankings.
Yes, we're going to do it a little different than we've done it in recent years, aren't we? We've made five categories. Only one of them is kind of subjective in terms of what our overall opinion is of them.
Yeah.
The others
are relatively subjective, I think. They depend on your personal opinion to it, but they're a little more sort of finely tuned to be a bit more sort of quantifiable, or the opposite of subjective.
Yeah, I was trying, as I was speaking, trying to think of what is the word, the opposite word of subjective. Why can I not think of it?
Subjective antonym.
Objective.
Objective, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, similar and opposite words. Yeah, objective. Yes, that's the word. So we've got some objective and subjective categories to put the liveries into. And we might as well crack on with it. We'll start, as the event did, at the bottom of last year's team rankings, which of course means kicking off with Kick Sauber. And well, it's still fluoro green, but a bit less fluoro green, which I'm undecided as to whether that's good or not.
Bit more kind of, I mean, the other one was sort of blocks of.
Sort of looked like it had been formed out of Tetris colours.
Yeah, whilst this is just like snot.
Yeah, someone sneezed on the front of it and it's sort of just using sort of the wind of it moving through the air to sort of smear it down the car so it sort of fades out to black at the end. Obviously, it's sponsored by Kick and Stake. They are sort of gambling companies. I do like the fact that certainly on the front wheels, the wheel covers do look a bit like a poker chip. They've sort of got the green sort of rim painted into it. But otherwise, I'm not enthralled by it as a livery.
No, neither
So we might as well sort of whiz through it quickly then. Brightness. This is the first category. I sort of gave a quantifier to it. Sort of how bright is the livery? Does it stand out against the field, and will it stand out on track? On a scale from 1 to 10, how bright do you think the Sauber livery is?
I went for a 6 out of 10 in the sense that I think previous years was a bit brighter. Livery, but it is, I guess, still bright, but it has now got, I think, a lot more carbon fiber showing.
Yeah, it's I can agree with you on that one. I think certainly the front of it, you're gonna when you get the big front on shots, the overhead shots, you're gonna know that's the Sauber.
Yeah.
So I think for me, I'm gonna go brightness. I think for me, it's a 7. It's not sort of dark. It's not gonna be blending in with sort of surroundings, backdrops, hoardings, the rest of the melee of the field. I think it's gonna pop. So
Unless
I'm
there's a
happy.
green screen area.
Yeah, in which case it
Don't
might struggle. They do use a bit of AU to sometimes add in like hoardings and stuff, as long as that doesn't get confused with the Kick Sauber and start adding in stuff to the car, which could make it look even worse. Its
And it would
uniqueness,
be unique.
then it would be unique. So this is the
Yes.
question of, does the livery stand out as a unique and inspired choice, or does this just look like a little own brand Formula One car?
I have given it an 8 in the sense it's unique, in the sense that kind of if you think in recent years, no one has gone for that kind of color. The last real bright green I can think of is Schumacher's
Would have been the
Jordan.
Jordan, yeah, the
Jordan, yeah.
191. Was that what it was called, I think?
Seven up.
With the 7-Up livery on it.
Yeah. And no one else has gone for that really drastic ombre style livery. The kind of closest you're going to get to that is Mercedes, which is, I think, very subtle. So, in terms of it being unique, I think it is quite unique in that sense. So, what
Yeah.
about you?
Uniqueness, I think, yeah, no one else has gone for that color. It's a bright and bold choice. It looks distinctly Stake and Sauber. I think certainly this is sort of going to clash with what I was saying about its sort of repetitiveness in a future category, but I think it does very much sit with their brand. I don't like the color, but it's certainly unique. That sort of ombre fade through it, the sort of taper out of it, it's relatively unique, but it's, I think, compared to the rest of the field, I don't think it's like the most unique or sort of bodacious of the options that have been produced this year. So I'm going to give it a 7, I think. It gives me a bit of room to go up and certainly room to go down. Next up, clutteredness. Does this look like someone fired the sponsors out of a cannon at the car and then just called it a day? If the livery is well laid out, we're going to give it a 10. If it's a scattergun approach, the 1. So this one's a bit more technical, and I think the Sauber's advantage here is the fact that it doesn't have a great deal of sponsors on
It's quite literally got steak. That's
it. We've got
mainly it.
Stake, Sensetime, Cielo, Fix, Singha.
But most of them are on the nose, aren't they? If you
Yeah,
have, if
and
you look
when
at
they
it
can be
from
neatly
side on, it's
just says Stake twice
just
and
a
also Zero Petroleum, which is quite a sort of tidy, neat one put onto the exhaust housing.
yeah, I've given it a 10 for the fact
Yeah.
that if we're going to go by how you've sort of said what this category is, it hasn't got that many sponsors, so it's not cluttered at all.
It is, yeah, I think its advantage here very much is the fact that it only has
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from 2 closet finishes and 4 colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards. A few liveries on it, which does sort of keep it nice and nice and tidy, let's say. Okay. I'm gonna go with you on that one, actually. I think it's relatively tidy, it's relatively nicely laid out. I think they could have utilized a bit of the open space on the side of the car a bit better. But
Yeah.
again, it depends on sort of how sponsors have bought space on the car as to also where their logos go. So I'm gonna sort of follow form so far and go one below you. I'm gonna rank it a 9. And then we move into repetition. And is it basically last year's livery? If so, score low was sort of what I keyed in for this one. And I think this sort of strikes an interesting middle ground.
Yeah, I initially gave it a 3, but I don't know whether to go up on that to maybe a 4, in the sense that it's they have gone different in the style of livery, but it is just the same colours. I mean, if you look at the side pods, it's still predominantly black.
Yeah, I don't think there's been a great deal of changes. I think it's mostly the green on the nose that's the big change. If you go back and look at a picture of
Yeah.
last year's stake, you've still got that sort of swage of green that sort of runs across the engine cover, but now it sort of peters out as it goes down it. I might be quite critical here and say it's largely the same, just with a bit more green on it. I'm going to give it a 3 for repetition. Are you settling with a 4 or are you going for a 3?
Oh, well, if you're going to go 3, then I'll stick to my 3. I thought maybe I was being a bit harsh.
No, it's getting a 3 there. And looks is the final round. Overall, do you like the livery? On a simple scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate it? 10 the best, 1 the worst.
I don't like it. I've given it a 4.
Oh, I'm giving it a 3. I think it's a bit uninspired, and I
It's
again I
bland,
don't like the
isn't
green. It's a bit bland.
it?
I say this critically, it's what someone on The Apprentice would make if they were asked to do a car
Yeah.
livery. And that's apt because that starts in about half an hour's time. We're here in the UK and when we're recording this. But yeah, I think that's where I'm gonna draw the line on the on that.
It's essentially that it's almost like they've taken the car, it was all actually just carbon fiber. They then wanted to test the aero on the wing, so they put some, that green visibility spray on it. They've gone out, and obviously that's how they then test how well the aero is sort of going along the car, and basically that's how they've decided
Yeah.
where you're going.
Yeah, I think that's the way it sort of looks, just very, very neutral. We'll move on to the next team that we were revealed, which is Williams. And I should say actually overall then from the stake for me scores 29 and for you scores 31. So overall that gives it a score of 60 so far out of a possible what I think is going to be 100. So 60%, it's passing, I think. Is a good summative point for the stake. Next up, though, we had Williams. We had the very energetic James Vowles introducing the car live on stage. And, well, I think for brightness, I'm going to go high on this one. I think it's a really nice pop of blue. It's a really good shade. There's a little bit of a mix on it. I think the nose looks a bit darker to the body. Possibly it was just the lighting in the O2 at the time. But it's eye-catching. I think it stands out for me, so I'm going to go high on this one. I'm going to give it an 8.
Do you know, I've given it an 8 too.
Ah, we're agreeing on things. This is rare
Yeah.
territory, but there we go.
I think it's a nicer blue than last year. That's for sure. And it is certainly, I think, brighter. It will stand out.
Yeah. It has a bit more pizzazz to it, which I think is exciting.
Yes.
What's next on our thing? I've got a bar chart that's just moved
Uniqueness.
into the wrong spot. Uniqueness. Again, I think the Williams does have a bit of an advantage here. It does stand out a little bit. It's no one else has gone for that sort of a blue. It does, however, look a bit little own brandy, is the one thing I will say. However, I do like the fact they've sort of followed through on what was public opinion and turned the Airbox into a Duracell battery, which is fun to my eye. So it sort of redeems itself there for a little bit.
In my mind, if I think if I look back to how Williams and their liveries in the last few years, it's not too different for me. It's kind of an evolution of past iterations. So I only gave it a four in the sense that it's not, well, they're not, I don't think they're thinking out of the box for it to be unique, you know?
So it's a four for Ellie Mae on uniqueness. What did I say I was going to give it? What have I not said my number?
You haven't said. You've kept us in suspense.
I've kept you in suspense because I'm trying to make bar graphs as I'm going along. I'm gonna go uniqueness. I think I'm gonna go for a seven again. It's good, but I think there could have been better ways to have made it stand out a little bit more, possibly lean into a bit of heritage. Obviously, it's a big anniversary year for Formula One as well. I think Williams could have dipped into what is a fairly strong heritage for them, and there could have been something a bit more special there for me. So actually, I'm going to be critical. I'm going to give it a six. I don't think it's quite as unique as the steak. The steak is unique, but because it's a bright, ugly color, the Williams is not particularly unique. We'll move then to clutteredness. Does it look cluttered? Does it look over busy? And while they've moved forwards, they've picked up a lot of sponsors. Just look at that nose cone, for example. They've got sponsors on the wheel trims now for Jackpot City. A lot of gambling sponsors going in at the moment, and Betway. They have, of course, got their title sponsor Atlassian as well. So there's a few more bits and pieces on the car this year.
There is a lot. I don't think there's much more room where they could put many more sponsors. So I've given it a three for the fact it is pretty cluttered. Because where else are you going to put any other sponsors? Literally every part of the car is sponsorship.
Yeah, they've done well at selling a lot of the available space. And I mean, this is possibly one of the first years we're going to see Williams turn a proper profit as a racing team for quite some time. The Gulf livery does look a bit lost, tucked all the way down at the bottom of the engine cover down the side. So that could have been placed a bit better. It's neat and tidy, but I just don't feel like a lot of additional thought went into it. I think it could have been done better. So I'm going to go for. It's a six for clutteredness from me. I think they've got a lot to work with, but it could have been done better. Next up is repetition. Does it look like last year's car? And I'm going to be very critical here. By and large, it does. It's a two from me. I think the only thing that really helps it is the fact that you've got that Atlassian sponsorship on there, which just sort of gives it a bit more across the engine cover. Otherwise, it's pretty much the same car. And who's Stevens? His name's written all over the car, but I don't know who Stevens is.
Where's his car?
Apparently so.
Oh, I haven't gone that harsh. I gave it a five in the sense it is it's bluer than last year's, but like you said, not a lot has changed. But it is a different blue to last year and a kind of different livery to last year's as well in how they arranged their blue.
The FW46 was last year's, and it sort of got a bit more of this geometric pattern and all the blue shapes on it. But again, it sort of had this lack of sponsorship to need to sort of fill space. So it looked quite sort of tidy. But yeah, this year's just looks a bit too busy. So what are you going for in repetition then? Three, was it?
Five.
Five.
I wasn't as harsh as you on this one.
And then overall looks, scale of 1 to 10, do you like it?
I do like it. So I've given it a seven. Because I don't think it's the best livery out there, but at the same time, I do like it.
I'm gonna go with you, but a little more critically. I'm gonna go for a six. I think it's good. I do like the white piping that runs down the side of the side pods, just gives it a bit of differentiation, a bit of shape. I do like the way the teams have sort of cottoned on to using black to trim down the sort of belly of the car. So all of the things like around sort of the throat of the floor plane, the throats, or the sort of the everything sort of under the nose channel and side pods is done in the bare carbon, just hides it, creates this sleeker profile. It's good. It's also the same thing that MG did on the MG Midgets. But it I think overall it just leaves a little bit wanting for me. So I'm gonna give it more than steak. I'm gonna give it a five. It's a solid five for me. Yeah, overall though, we both scored it 27 out of 50, which gives the car a total of 54, which actually puts it behind the steak for the moment, which is shocking.
Yeah.
We then, however, move on to a team that's done something really quite interesting, Racing Bulls. And
I love it.
yeah.
I mean, I can't fault it. It's quite literally, there's no notes.
Yeah, it's a it the yeah, it's really solid livery. Brightness, I think I'm gonna have to rate it like a 10 out of 10, really.
Yep, I have rated it 10 out of 10.
It's off to a strong start then for us. I think that white is just gonna be so punchy. The yellow and the sort of reddy orange of the Red Bull livery just sort of splattered on the front and on the airbox. It's just gonna really punch it if you're looking at it through different angles, even on a misty day, or when you've got the spray and the drizzle in the air, you're still gonna have that really lurid yellow poking through. It's not gonna get lost as a car.
It's
And
a clever yellow in the sense that it doesn't blend in with the white.
it's just dark enough as a yellow to stand out against the white, but not get too close to the orangey red of the bulls themselves. It's
Yeah.
good. Uniqueness, I think again, it's going to score highly here. No one's done a white car for since what, 2021, the Turkish Grand Prix with the Japanese spec Red Bull.
Yeah. I've given it a 10 out of 10 again.
I again for it looks distinct, and it's a 10 out of 10 for me as well.
It's nothing like they have done in previous years. Completely
Previous
different
years, it's
last
always been
year.
that sort of silver and white and blue with perhaps a pop of red on it somewhere.
AlphaTauri was white and sort of that purpley blue,
Yeah.
which was completely different to this.
It's a good looking
Yeah,
AlphaTauri. I can't
it
fault
is.
it.
No.
Clutteredness, again, they've done
It's
well by not actually
yeah.
having what looks like a great deal of sponsors on that car. They've obviously got like some pinched from their big brother. You've got the Cash App on there, you've got Honda, you've got Visa, you've got HRC, and obviously the obvious Red Bull bits, but that's it. It's tidy, it's quiet.
It blends in so well.
Yeah.
But
The
you do notice it, but you don't.
Like the color choice for things like the Hugo font on it works really nicely. I don't know if they've been allowed to change the font color for that, so it matches the Honda and the Red Bull sort of red, so it ties into that palette. The Visa sort of blue works really nicely. It's very close to the Red Bull sort of colors, so again, it sort of ties in through there as well. Overall, it doesn't look cluttered. It sort of enjoys the steak thing of not having a great deal of sponsors on it to look quite tidy. So what are we going numbers wise?
10.
10.
It's
I
also, I'm just looking at it closer as well, and it's like the colors almost have a metallic look to them as well. I
The
don't know how they've
Visa on
done
the
it.
side pod has a bit of a shine to it. I really
Yeah.
like the way that works. It's good looking. I think it could have been laid out a bit better down its flank. It just looked a bit half-assed. They got all the way through it and then remembered they need to put Honda HRC on there and they need to get a Cash App somewhere on it as well. And that looks a little afterthoughtish. So I'm going to give it a nine, but we're still just scoring well. We're still scoring well. In fact, at this point, we've already outscored Williams and we've still got two categories to go. Repetition is next. Is it basically last year's livery?
No,
No, it's
not.
not.
I have to give it a 10.
Yeah, there's nothing about it really that's carried over. Yeah, you've still got the bull on the airbox, but it's a completely different color. It's
Yeah.
same concept, completely different execution. So from you, it's a 10. For me, it's a 9. I think there's a lot of good similarities to it, but again, it's not so many. There's enough change that it's earning highly here. And then overall looks from you, I'm going to predict it's a 10.
Yeah, I love it.
So our first 50 of the evening, ladies and gentlemen. And for me, I'm gonna go. It feels like a classic F1 livery. I
I
saw
love it.
the Honda HA, whatever it was, run the 270 or something, running at Festival of Speed. I love the old sort of Japanese white with the red marking livery. And this sort of harks back to that in quite a fun way. So I'm gonna have to go for a 10.
It's the first livery that's in a while that I've looked at, and it's made me excited to see.
Yeah, to see it on track and sort of go, ooh.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how that performs. Overall, that now scores 98, surging into the lead. I don't think anything else is going to top it. We'll wait and see. Haas is up next. And it's a good livery from Haas. I'm going to say it. It's a tidy livery.
Yeah. In terms of brightness, I've given it a 9 out of 10. I think I was looking at the pictures of it out on track, and I think it stands out really well. I think even though it's white, it's a completely different white of that to RB with the black and the red. I think they've done really well here.
I'm gonna go with you. I'm gonna give it a 8 for brightness. I think there's still a lot of black on it. I think top-down shots are going to be recognizable. You've got a lot of black over sort of the bulk of the back of the car and the engine cover and everything. But the side pods, you've got the white on it. You've got a mostly white nose, the white roll hoop and halo protection, and then you've got that lovely sort of pop of red across the rear wing. There is it does really well at mixing with just three colors. I don't
Yeah.
think you can really spot any additional colors on it. There's a little bit of blue in one of the sponsors on the nose cone. It's tucked right down the front, and the American flag brings again just that little bit of blue to it. But otherwise, it's a really cohesive piece of design, and I think when we get some looks, I think it's going to score highly. But brightness, I think that use of white really helps it there. Uniqueness, I think it stands out from the grid. It doesn't look like just an F1 car livery.
I agree with you there. I've given it a 7. Don't know whether that's actually been a little bit harsh, but I think the black, white, and red combo, you know that's a Haas.
It's
When you
earned
look
its
at it,
branding, yeah.
yeah, you immediately can spot it, and you know it's a Haas.
They've been in the sport for 10 years now. They've sort of got their visual brand identity, which is very important to have. Ferrari are known for being red. Mercedes for so long were known for being silver. You had sort of Red Bull, while we joke about them always having the same basic livery, it is that great immediate brand representation. You show someone that car now and they go, oh yeah, that's the Haas one. I think they've achieved that. So for me, uniqueness, for having that respect, I'm going to go with my high 8 for that. I think they've earned an 8 in my mind. And then comes clutteredness. And again, the Haas enjoys a scarcity of sponsors which looks neat.
It's neat, it's streamlined. I've given it a 9 out of 10. I do like how they've where they've put their sponsors.
Again, putting it on the
It's been
nose
done so
cone,
well.
a little bit down the side, it's really, really quite smart. Again,
Yeah.
I'm gonna join you with a 9 for that one. So that leaves repetition. Is it basically last year's livery? To which I say, yes, but the white and the black bits have been inverted. There's a lot more white on it this year. However, so I think I'm gonna have to score relatively lowly for that. I'm gonna have to go for like a 5 or a 6 because I don't feel like it. A lot of work's been put in. I might go 5.
I agree with that sentiment. And I think also if it reminds me obviously of the when they came into the sport
Sort of
as
racing in the
well.
black and grey with,
Yeah.
yeah, the red pit pops to it. It's always had that sort of darker palette to it. But I think, yeah, this is sort of the playoff between sort of uniqueness, like getting your brand identity, but also repetition, just doing the same thing
Yeah.
again and again. So there's sort of a balancing act to be found there. I think sort of as much you can score well in one of these categories, we might penalise you in t'other. So if I press you to put a number to it.
I'm going to give it a 6.
Oh. Well, I mean, as it stands, it's just pipped stake, and we've still got one more category to add to. Looks, overall looks for the Haas livery.
I like it. See, I initially gave it a 7.5.
Ooh.
But looking at it now, as we've gone through, I've realized how much I like it from the side on. So I think I will give it that half point and bring it up to an 8. I do like it.
I'm going with you on that. I'm also going to give it an 8 overall for looks. It's a tidy looking livery. I think they've finally found their sort of footing as brand identity, what they want to look like. It looks professional as well, but it has this sort of dynamic edge to it that I think Cass has always tried to incorporate into itself a little bit more as sort of the youngest team in the field, a bit more sort of free thinking in that regard. So overall, I've scored it 38, you've scored it 39. It gives the car a total score of 77, pushing it nicely into second place. Next up is Alpine and Brightness.
Cool. Well,
Punchy.
it definitely. I've given it a 9 out of 10. I don't think you can get much brighter.
Yeah, there is that sort of really nice sort of metallicy blue to it, as well as the big swathes of pink that run over the car, especially sort of similar to Ferrari, where they've now got that diagonal stripe running off the engine cowl. They've done theirs in pink with the white A logo on it. It's good. It's good looking. It's bright. Again, they've gone for the sort of the black thinning treatment down the side of it, which works. It's bright. I'm going to agree with you. It's a 9 for me for brightness. Uniqueness. Does it stand out? Does it look a little bit little? Again, this is the whole sort of brand argument. It looks like an Alpine always has and always should.
Yes, and I mean those tones of pink and blue are a bold choice. I don't think you're going to see anyone with those tones of pink and blue in the sport ever again. So I've given it a 9 out of 10 for that.
I'm giving it an 8 purely because I think they could have done a bit more with it. There's a lot of blue on there, and we've got a fair few blue cars on the grid. But I think even then, sort of making the most of that BWT sort of pop of colour, you've got it on the front wing end plates, you've got it on the side supports for the rear wing as well. They've got it on the roll hoop and the halo. So they've made the most of it and really given it something. I want to know what it looks like from the top down. I don't think I've seen a shot of that yet. But I reckon it looks pretty distinct from the top down. Next
Yeah,
up
that
on
pink
the
look.
list, yeah,
Yeah.
that uniqueness really helps it stand out. Next up, though, is clutteredness. And oh, there's a lot going on here.
There's a lot going on, but it's definitely not as cluttered as a Williams.
No, I feel like there's been some thought to how it's gone into the Williams.
Yes, but it's obviously certainly more cluttered than Haas and their sponsors. I don't think you could compare it to State because there are just such little sponsors there.
It's just such a tight one to toss up.
Is. I mean, I think what doesn't help it is if you look on the F1 Instagram channel, they have got a picture of just the nose. And you can see how busy it is.
Yeah. You can
There is
see
not
there's a lot
much.
going on.
I mean, it's got three sponsors or four sponsors on just the bit that isn't the sort of the actual wing bit.
Yeah, the actual sort of sideways extending spars of it.
Yeah, and then how many on the actual nose? You've got 10.
Lot. Ooh, busy.
Yeah, but then you look at the sides and it doesn't feel too cluttered, which is so it makes it so difficult. I mean, I'm gonna give it a 5, I think.
5 for clutteredness. I'm going to say it's not as badly cluttered. So I scored the Williams 6 for clutteredness. I'm going to have to give it a 7. Because I don't actually know. I think this is more cluttered than the Williams. I'm gonna say I think it's more cluttered. Just looking at the way you've got all those small sponsors running in sort of the black area, running under the side pod, and then you've got two sponsors that feel like they've just been scaled down to fit into the way the side pod tapers down to its rear. It just feels a bit sort of, oh, we need to get that on the car there. For me, that I'm giving it a five. It feels cluttered. So I'm joining on a five there. Repetition, does it look like last year's car? No, it looks distinctly
No, it
different from
doesn't.
last year's actually. Similar color palette, but it's all been applied very differently. So I feel
Last year's had more carbon fiber showing, didn't it?
yeah, a lot more black on it, but yeah, this feels better.
I think if, I've given it an eight. I think you can tell it's an evolution of Alpine, but they have gone quite different with it in some respects.
Yeah, they've made some key changes to the way that it appears, and I think using a lot more of that color has helped. I'm gonna go bruh. I'm gonna go all seven, I think. If I scored Haas five for sort of doing the same thing but with a lot of the colors inverted, I think Alpine have done the same thing but added a lot more color. I think that was a key step I was looking for. So that just leaves overall looks. Do we like the look of this livery? Do we think it's a good looking livery? Do we think it's a bit much?
I wanted more pink, which obviously they have provided, but I just don't think the blue and the pink combo go for me. I don't like the shades. Or more so, I don't like the blue against the pink. Well, I think I like the pink, I just don't like the shade of blue. I've given it a six.
I like what they've tried to do. I get the idea, but for me, it's a five all day long. It's just not a strong livery for me. I appreciate that the designers will have had their sort of arms twisted as they've got to get a lot onto that car, but for me, it looks uncoordinated. And again, you're working with a very set color palette. You've got Alpine blue and you've got BWT pink. You can't do a lot with those two color palettes, and you can't really add anything else to it because it will look jarring. You can't chuck in like a green or a yellow or a red because it just they're both so off.
I think you almost needed maybe, I think you needed maybe a white or a black or something like that just to
I think if
pick
Alpine could have
up
been happy
what.
shedding their blue, they might have done better with sort of some more neutral colours in there and let the pink do the heavy lifting. But yeah, not impressed. Meanwhile, Aston Martin, I should say Alpine, finishes on 71. So Haas remains untroubled as second, but Alpine does earn third place, scores 34 points from you, 37 from you. As we move into Aston Martin, brightness.
Oh, they've
So,
added black, haven't they?
they've added a bit more black, it looks like, yeah.
I've given it a four. It's gonna look so dark out on track.
Again, the photographs on the socials help that it's been shot in sort of very supportive lighting, let's say. But it looks more grey to me, possibly because I'm colorblind, but it just looks very flat. It's not particularly bright at all.
No, I agree with
I'm
you.
giving it a three.
I think that's fair.
Three as well.
No, I've gone for four, but I
Four.
do agree with your three though.
You agree with the critique of it. Uniqueness.
You know it's an Aston Martin.
Yeah. Because it, again, it's that brand identity with the green, but
Their livery leaves me wanting so much more from it.
it's the base livery you get when you get or start out in a racing game. It's like the sort of built-in sort of this is the 11th team that you're joining, and here's its livery, and they go, it's British Racing Green, and it's got sponsors on it, and you sort of go. Yay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uniqueness, I'm unsold by it. It's another three from me.
I'm sticking to my four.
Oh, not doing well for Aston Martin. I don't think it's about to get any better because we're going into clutteredness. And
It's got
oh,
quite a few sponsors on there, I think.
it's got a lot on there. If you look at the side panel, there's that Madden at the top, Aston Martin, and then you've got something ServiceNow, Valvoline, two more dipping onto the tail of it, Remco, Boss, Sentinel One, and then you've got three tucked under the sort of throat of the floor, Coinbase, Xerox. There's a lot all over it. It's laid out so
It's
that
not
you
laid out
can.
too badly. You can tell there's been some thought
Yeah.
in how it's all been placed. It has got a fair few sponsors. I think I'm giving it a five.
I'm going for a four for me. It just feels a bit cluttered, and that's my lowest yet for a pick. Repetition. Basically last year's livery, isn't it?
It's last year's livery with added more black, which then takes away from the British Racing Green personality of Aston Martin.
Yeah. Yeah, last year's felt a richer greener. Looking at the pictures of it, it looked more sort of luscious as a colour. This year's just doesn't. I don't know what it is. They haven't utilised the yellow as much either, which I think they could have done. So, repetition, it's scoring low for me on repetition. It's sort of a. It went as low as a three for that, actually.
Yeah, that's exactly what I've gone for. But for the main reason, I don't like, if you're going to have British Racing Green, have British Racing Green, you know?
Yeah. Don't muck with it.
No.
Overall looks then, how does this appeal as a livery?
It just doesn't. I've given it a five.
Oh, I'm. That's a 4 out of 10 all day long for me, I'm afraid. I'm not impressed by the Aston Martin. So overall, I've given it 17, you've given it 21. It scores 38. It's our new lowest scorer of the evening. It's not good for the Silverstone-based team. Any better as we move into the top four, as we get to Mercedes.
I do like this livery, I have to say. Unfortunately, going into our first category of brightness, it is very dark.
Certainly from the rear and
Yeah.
sides, you're it's getting lost.
It is going to get lost. It's sad, but I'm gonna have to give it a five. I
Was
just
gonna
think
go.
in the rain.
That's
How much
vanishing.
am I going to determine it against? Am I going to be able to really be like, is that an Aston Martin or is that a Mercedes?
Yeah, even in sort of like a shaded corner of a track with a lot of trees, you're Hungary, you're Monza, you're Imola. It's gonna get lost in the shadows, I think. Canada as well, Montreal, that's got a lot of sort of shady spots. It's gonna be tricky. I think we're gonna get a lot of Croftyisms as he gets the two cars mixed up. I'm going four for brightness. It's just not popping out off the screen for me. Uniqueness. No one else is doing an all black or mostly black livery,
Yeah,
so.
I like the silver going into the black, the pop of sort of turquoise. It's not, they have tried something, it is different, but it is
Yeah.
also, you know, it's a Mercedes.
Yeah.
I've given it a six.
Might be a bit kinder to it and go seven. I think it stands out as the Mercedes, but it doesn't feel particularly inspired as a design. I think they really need to lean into that Petronas seafoam green colour they've got going on. Do something with that a little bit, make it more prominent on the car. Because, or go back to just being all silver. I think you could
Yeah.
get away with doing that and you could have a really clean and tidy looking car. Like, there's one of the shots on the F1 Instagram. It's the first one on the sort of carousel for the Mercedes car, and it is so dimly lit
Yeah, you can
that you
hardly
can
see it.
hardly see it. You can only see the bits that are painted light colors. You can only see the bits that were being top lit, and you see the Mercedes three-pointed stars, and that's it. The rest of it just sort of vanishes into the gloom. I'm like, oh, you're not going to see that coming through the tunnel at Monaco.
No.
Clutteredness, though. How busy is it looking for a car with sponsors? And it has got a lot of sponsors on it.
I didn't think it was too bad, but maybe that's because it's such a dark. It doesn't help that the photos are dark.
Yeah.
I don't know. I quite like how it's kind of. They've got three on a side, they've got three sponsorships. I'll see. Tronus being the biggest on the side pod, you've got.
Team viewer, and then it's like a Solera or something.
Yeah, I kind of like how they've been laid out in kind of like a staggered diagonal. There's sort of been thought process there.
It tapers, it scales nicely, the
Yeah.
font sort of shrinks as you go up it. Again, I think they've got a lot of sponsors on there, but they've done it well.
They've done it well, yeah.
Yeah,
So,
that's the important difference.
yes, and I think for that, I've actually given it an 8.
Okay, that's strong. I was going to go for a 7 for clutteredness, so it's done. It's starting to redeem itself. Repetition. Does it just look like a previous Mercedes livery? I think here it might hit a stumbling block.
Yeah, for
It
that.
looks like a sort of homunculus of previous black Mercedes liveries, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've given it a 4,
It's a
sadly.
4 for Manny May. I think they've tried something new. I'm going to give it some credit and also go 4 on that one. So overall looks, can it redeem itself here? Out of 10, how does the livery look?
For me, yes, I actually really like it. I've given it an 8.
Oh, I think it's all right. It's a 6 from me. I think they could have tried something a bit better. 59 points overall. I've given it 28. You've given it 31. So it's currently the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th best livery we've got going on. So it's, yeah, doing all right, but there's still room for it to shuffle down. However, that repetition category is going to come in and bite hard as we get to Red Bull. Brightness. It's the Red Bull. You've got those brilliant pops of yellow on it, the yellow, the red, the
Yeah.
Roush logo, the white text on the sides. It's a Red Bull. It's bright.
Yeah, I've given it a 6 because I think you will be able it's yes, it's predominantly kind of got the navy base going all along the car, but I think that pop of yellow and red makes it really stand out that I think on track you're always able to distinguish that's a
That's the
Red
Red
Bull
Bull.
coming towards you. Whereas it's like Mercedes and Aston Martin's that merge together.
Yeah, it stands out really nicely. I think I'm gonna go with you there on the 6 for brightness. And again, we said about it standing out. Is it a unique livery? I think at this point, Red Bull have really earned their stripes with that livery. It's nothing special. It really isn't popping out from previous liveries, but you know it's a Red Bull. For me, it's a solid 8. I think.
It's unique to the brand, isn't it? I
Yeah.
mean, but yeah, like you said, it's a Red Bull. I've been a little bit harsher, and I've given it a 6.
I think the Red Bull livery works because it also transposes really well onto other cars. Like, you go
Yeah.
to Festival of Speed, you go to like the events where there's like loads of cars, they're all part of that Red Bull Motorsports family, drifting DTM touring cars. And you're like, yeah, this somehow all feels one part of it. And it also looks decent on the Formula 2, Formula 3 cars as well. Clutteredness, however, I think this year the car looks a lot less cluttered than it has done previously.
See, I don't think it looks too bad at all.
Yeah, it doesn't look as fussy. And I think that's because they might have lost a few sponsors. I don't know what Liam Lawson's bringing with him, but he's not got things like Checo Perez's sort of Nestlé and Disney that need to be squeezed in there. So there's some gaps that are forming on that car. But much to its benefit, for visuals at least.
I think the difficult part is it's less cluttered in terms of sponsors, but then where you've obviously got the addition of the bull, it obviously makes it look that bit more cluttered.
Filled out, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bull on the airbox does fill out a lot of space. It leaves you with a little lot less to work with, but I don't know. I'm gonna say it for clutterness for me, that feels a relatively tidy design. I'm gonna go for an eight.
Yeah, I was going to say I agree with that. I'll go for an eight as well.
Ooh, we're agreeing a lot. This won't last for the entire 2025 season, I guarantee you, listener. Repetition, and this is where I feel the Red Bull falls down because I've got to give it a one. It's basically last year's livery.
Yeah, again, I agree. It's last year's livery, the year before that, the year before that, the year before that, and I could go on. It's the
You,
same.
yeah. If you're at Retromobile in Paris, you'll have seen they had some of the Renault engined Red Bulls there, and the livery looks pretty much the same as it did then as well. It's just the same damn thing. Overall, though, how much do we like it as a piece of design?
Regardless of the fact that it's the same livery every year, it's a livery design that I actually really like. So I am going to give it an eight.
I'm gonna go similar with you on this one. I think it's a good livery design. It always looks good on merch. It always looks good on other stuff. I'm gonna also go eight on it, which means I've given it overall 31 out of 50. You've given it 29 out of 50. It's another 60-point scorer, which means it ties with steak, oddly enough, which is great because it means that the categories I've put together aren't like too hugely swayed for a genuinely good looking livery or otherwise. It's formed a proper argument. So next up is Ferrari and brightness. I think it's a lot brighter than previous Ferraris. That big hit of white on the front wing planes or across the engine cowl, across the rear wing, really elevates it. And I
Yeah.
like it. It's bright.
There is a huge pop of white going across this car now. But it's a darker tone of red, which makes this really difficult to kind of analyze in the fact that yes, you've got more brightness in the red, but the tone in the white, but the tone of red is darker. So I've given it a seven.
Ooh, I think the white really does a lot of heavy lifting to it, and the fact that it's elevated by having oh, hang on, go away, Siri, I don't need you. I think it's elevated by having a lot of white text written sponsors on it as well, which breaks up that wall of red. For me, it's an eight. It's not the brightest. It's no Alpine. It's no Haas. It's no V carb. But bear in mind, we rated the Haas 8 and 9 for brightness. So I think an 8 is fair for the Ferrari. Uniqueness, it's very Ferrari.
It's very Ferrari. It's obviously going to be red. How many times can you switch that up in reality? I do like the color combos of like the white, the red, the yellow of the shell. Don't like the blue of HP.
It clashes in there so much. The worst
Yeah.
thing is, HP do have a white logo that is in their sort of brand portfolio that they can and sometimes do use on marketing. I don't know why they haven't used it here.
Yeah.
That blue, it's not even the right shade of blue to even sit with it. If it was a slightly paler blue, it might work. You might get away with it, but it just doesn't.
It was on the sort of the same tone as the red, I think.
Yeah. I don't know, there's just something about it that just doesn't vibe for me. But the
No.
uniqueness of it's very distinctly Ferrari. For me, it's a 9 for uniqueness.
Oh, I feel quite harsh now.
You're going for what, 6?
I gave it a five.
Ooh. Clutteredness, and this is despite me being a considered Ferrari fanboy. This is a busy looking car.
Oh.
There is a lot all over it. You look at that side pod, and there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 sponsors on there.
which has got to be the worst offender out of them all. I
11
mean,
if you go up onto the engine bay and include the HP, ZCG and uni credit. So you can just keep adding to it. It's all over the gaff.
every inch of that car is sponsorship.
Yeah. Freddy Vasseur has done well at selling it. I will say, however, it has quite a handsome rear three quarter, especially with the actuating plane on the rear spoiler now being IBM sponsored. So you've got that again, another swathe of blue on it, but it works better because you're seeing it against blue and white and black. And Ferrari have previously run blue and white cars. I don't know, I don't think I'm making the right argument for myself, but cluttered wise, it's a very cluttered car. I'm gonna have to give it a three.
Yeah, I've been harsh for the fact that there's literally no area of that car that hasn't got sponsorship on it, so I've given it a one.
Oh, I was ready for you to say two, but that is critical. Repetition. Does it look like last year's livery? Courtesy of actually having so many sponsors on it and that big white band, it doesn't look too like copy pasted.
Yeah, again, it goes back to that. How many times can you switch up a Ferrari? I do. This doesn't fall under repetition, really, but I do like the fact that almost apart from the HP and the shell, but the shell goes quite nicely. I do like how they've made all other sponsorships white, so it's all in unison. It's nice.
Yeah.
It is a different red. It's not a Ferrari red that I like either. I kind of wish they kept the old red.
It's a bit too sort of a dark red. I wish they'd sort of gone for more of a sort of punchy, berry, crimsony sort of colour.
Don't want to be harsh on it, but I'm going to give it a five.
Five for repetition. I'm being a bit more favorable towards it. I'm going to give it a seven for repetition. Overall looks then, out of 10, how does that Ferrari look?
Even though I have sort of berated it in the other categories, I do actually like it. I think adding the white kind of makes it hark back to their history.
Yeah.
Going back to, I think, sort of the Schumacher days, Niki Lauda days. So I have given it an 8.5.
Ooh, our first decimal score. For me, that is a solid nine livery. I'm saying it's a nine. So overall, I've scored Ferrari 36. You've scored them 26.5.
That's harsh.
Yeah, which gives them overall 62 and a half, which edges them ahead of who'd we just had, Red Bull, and at the bottom of the pile, Steak. So they've just got that in hand. Yeah, so it's not the worst state of play for Ferrari, which just leaves McLaren. Now, we can't say it's not a bright car. That's a slightly lighter orange, I think, than it has been previously.
Yes, I think it is. I think the papaya really stands out. I guess where you'd have to deduct points is the fact that it's not all papaya. It's not all a
Yeah.
bright colour. You've got black in there as well. So I'm going to give it a seven.
I'm going to go for an eight because I like the slightly sort of brighter popping, sort of not washed out, but certainly sort of lighter papaya orange. I do think the way they've put the black on it is a similar shape to how if you painted that black section white and the orange, a sort of darker orangey red color, you're getting a bit closer to a Marlboro livery. I can see what they were getting at with it. Because we heard Andrea Stella saying it's a livery that's inspired a bit by our history, but also we wanted to celebrate the livery that really helped us win last year. I'm like, okay, I can see where you're getting at. I can see a little bit of that in there. I think if you sort of
But
brush a few bits and change some colours, you can get there.
Yeah, but like obviously last year's livery did that too, so they're not.
They're not shaking it up a lot, and we'll certainly get to
No.
that. We get to repetition. Uniqueness. Does it stand out from the field? Does it look distinctly McLaren?
It looks just distinctly McLaren. I
Yeah.
think it stands out in the fact that obviously, in the similar sense that State stands out, no one else has a papaya car. But at the same time, it's got so much black on it that makes me want to keep deducting points from it. So I'm going to give it a six.
Ooh, critical. For me, uniqueness, it's an eight. It's good brand rec. It's pops from the field. It's not gonna get lost in the melee. You're gonna know it's a McLaren when it's someone sort of shows you a busy photograph of a turn one incident. You're like, there's the McLaren. Clutteredness, however, that is a actually, despite McLaren being very well sponsored, and famously sort of for all of last year, it seemed that every race weekend they were turning up with yet a new sponsor. Either a lot of them have sort of run off, or I think they've actually been very clever with how they've laid them out on the car.
I agree. I think they've done it very well.
Yeah.
It's the same as sort of Mercedes, but obviously the McLaren's got a little bit more sponsorship. But yeah, like you said, they've done it well.
They've really hidden them in plain sight in a lot
Yeah.
of instances, so it doesn't feel cluttered. For me, it's a seven, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with that.
Yeah, there's some big ones on there, Velo, OKX, Chrome, Dell. They're on there. You know they're there, but everything else is sort of woven in nicely. Your Richard Mille's, your Jack Daniels, they're tucked onto the car really quite smartly. So you're going to join me on a seven for clutteredness.
I am.
Repetition, however, I will say the caption for the F1 official channel Instagram post was "First time was so nice they had to do it twice," which sort of sums up a lot of how similar it may look to 2024's competitor.
Yeah, the only thing that's different is sort of that bit between the nose and the halo. It was black. It's sort of from the halo down, it was sort of black, and then just as it sort of went into the nose, it became orange, whilst now it's fully orange.
Yeah, it's a bit more orangey in spots.
But that's about it.
And the halo itself is now black, which does well, certainly from some angles, to hide it, actually. Whereas on last year's car, the halo was orange, which really sort of made it stand out from a lot of angles.
Yes, well, I have to give it a one.
Ooh.
It's basically the same car, isn't it?
They've fallen into the Red Bull pit of repeating it. I'm going to go
Yeah.
for two. There's a few changes to it that I think are clever, but again, it's very similar to last year's. And then finally, looks. Is it a good looking livery? Is it a smart looking car?
I think it's a good looking livery, but I would like a little bit more orange on it. I think certainly if you look at the round by the sort of floor, it's very black. I think if they had continued the orange a bit longer, a bit further down, it would complement it quite nicely actually. So I think for that reason, because they could do more with it, I'm going to give it a seven.
It's leaving you wanting. I'm going to say six. I'm going to be a bit more critical of it, actually, because I think I like what you noted with the sort of the black running through and into that sort of floor and lower area. On the other teams, it works because you have that sort of full block of color through the
Yeah.
side pod, the Alpine, the Williams. You've got that definition between sort of the blue and pink or the blue and then into the black. Whereas here, the black has seeped so far up into the car, you just sort of lose it. You've realized the black is part of the car and you don't get that nice definition. So yeah, for me it doesn't work quite as well on the McLaren. Yeah. So mathematically, I've given McLaren 31, you've given them 28. Overall score for McLaren 59, which actually gives us yet another tie we're gonna have to bicker out, which is Mercedes. So we've got some ties to solve. Okay, so when it comes to our individual rankings, both of us have put Aston Martin as lowest. You gave them 21, I gave them 17. I think I'm just correct to make sure I've copied my numbers over properly. Yes, that is correct. Yeah, I forget how highly up they sit in the list. Penultimate place, I've gone for Williams on 27. You went for Ferrari on 26 and a half.
That's mean.
Yeah.
That's weird because it's not my like second worst livery. It was actually one of my favorites.
But it just scored so badly everywhere else that it actually sort of dragged it down. We actually scored the same for Williams, but because of your low ranking Ferrari, your Williams is in what's that, ninth, eighth place, whereas my eighth place is Mercedes on 28 points. You've got McLaren in 10th, 9th, 8th, 7th on 28 points. I've got Sauber on 29 in that position. Hang on, let's just write this 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So in sixth place, you've got Red Bull on 29 points. I've got McLaren on 31. In fifth place, you've got Mercedes on 31. I've got Red Bull on 31. So a tie there between us on fifth. Fourth place, you've got Sauber on 31. I've got Alpine on 34. In third place, you've got Alpine on 37. I've got Ferrari finally on 36. Second place, we've both agreed on Haas. And first place, we've both agreed on VCARB. So actually, we've only agreed overall, score-wise, on three teams. Haas and VCARB for being good, and Aston Martin for being pants. But however, we do have some tied scores that I am going to need to quickly do some math. So there'll again be some interlude music while I do some maths. So let's just have a look at those. Okay, the maths has failed because unfortunately what it's done is pointed out that we've agreed slash disagreed in a way that's so mirrored that even when I've done additional maths, we've still got some ties floating around. So wasted interlude time there. We have, however, figured out a better way of doing it using dressage maths, which is simply go by looks. So the two ties we have are Red Bull and Sauber both scored 60 points overall. However, we can conclusively agree that Red Bull is the better looking livery. It scored an average of 8 between us for looks, whereas Sauber scored 3.5.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think the problem is Sauber went so high with the uniqueness and the cluttedness that it's, for me, it's the worst livery there, but it scored so highly in everything else that
Yeah.
it's so much further up the rankings than it really should be.
Yeah, I think that's very much the issue we find ourselves in there. Similarly, just one point below, we find Mercedes and McLaren tying. However, this is going to possibly cause an argument between us. And this is down to you, entirely down to you. McLaren for looks scored 6.5, but Mercedes scored 7. So, yeah. As an average between our scores,
Oh.
I gave them both 6. You gave McLaren a 7, but you gave Aston Mar Mercedes an 8. Net result, Mercedes wins out over McLaren. So now we can rank these. I can go through and properly rank them. So rank last, Aston Martin, unequivocal, with 38 points. Next up on the list with 54 points, it is Williams.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I think that's of course is fair. That's what the math says. On 59 points, but by looks alone, we then get to McLaren. Yeah, third worst livery, then Mercedes.
Really? God.
Yeah, then we get to the 60s where we agree that the Sauber is the next best. Followed by the Red Bull. We edge into the 60s for Ferrari with 62 and a half. We then get into the 70s with Alpine at 71, Haas at 77, and then by far and away our winner is Sauber. And
No, it's
Not
not.
sal, but VCarb. Sorry, I'm reading the wrong things. VCarb on 98. So there we are. That is, with a bit of maths and a bit of confusion, our official ranking of this year's liveries: Aston Martin, Williams, McLaren, Mercedes, Sauber, Red Bull, Ferrari, Alpine, Haas, VCarb. I think this is possibly the only way I could make it so it's fair enough that Sauber simply did not get scored one and ticked out immediately.
I think this is a prime example of why sometimes quantitative over qualitative data does not work.
No, we may have just simply overthought the matter too much, but hey, there we go. Bandwagon ticked off, as it were. Those are indeed the 10 runners and riders for this year's liveries. I suppose we could technically also include whatever the Brad Pitt team livery is as well in this as an argument, because of course that film comes out later this year, and I'm now actually quite excited for it.
Would it have technically been last year's, though, seeing as it was on track last year?
True. It depends what year they depict the film in as to whether or not we have to go which version of our livery rankings we have to retroactively go back and change to include. But there we go. I think that's a fair
The
ranking.
extended edition.
Yeah, we'll do a limited edition, like a sort of small mini pod that sort of goes back and inserts this somewhere into the timeline. But there we go. That'll be something to cover off in the summer when the film comes out. Otherwise, we will be back, hopefully next week, with a full review of all of the news that's happened in the off season. And boy, oh boy, is there a lot. Like, I have been slogging away on this spreadsheet for so long. I think, don't know when I started it, but we are up to 1, 2, 3, 4 pages of notes at the moment and 15 points. So get swatting. We've got some talking to do. Otherwise, where can we find you?
At the minute, I don't think you can, so I'll leave it to where you can be found.
Maybe at Race Retro, assuming I get this out before I set off tomorrow morning. I'll be at Race Retro on Friday and Saturday at Stoneleigh Park. Otherwise, I can be found in the workshop putting the Suzuki Jimny and the MG back together, as they're both currently disassembled for different reasons. So I'm sort of also without one of my cars or either of my cars at the moment. But hey, we live and we move. Yeah, that's the fun with taking apart your own cars. You've then got to also find the time to put them back together. But anyway, we'll be back next week with some more Formula One chatter and a few other motorsporty bits thrown in for good measure. Thank you very much for listening. Good night.